back one final time on the March 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
Okay, okay, okay.
You still got to get close. I'm not going to kiss you. You got to get close to me, man. Come on. News director Zach Nelson here at Performance Radio, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and our special guest this month, Representative Peggy Gibson from District 22. Peggy, thank you so much. It's been an amazing program, and you know, to get some insight from somebody that was in the trenches, we certainly appreciate it.
And it certainly felt like the trenches this time, Zach, out in the legislature. It felt like we had to fight and pick for everything that we were able to accomplish, especially being in the minority party with the supermajority out in Pier. However, I was successful with four bills this session, personal bills that I was the prime sponsor on. Excuse me. One of them I've already mentioned was Jolene's Law Task Force, and that was Senate Bill 70, making sure that the person who had received the disclosure from a child was available to talk to law enforcement or persons in charge of making sure that child received help. Another bill was from Attorney Bev Kotz here in Huron, and that was House Bill 1142, which dealt with provisions pertaining to the age requirements for sex offender registration, and she had a client who was accused of a rape. And that client was a 13-year-old, but the client was not adjudicated until he or she was 14 years of age. And when a child is 14, that child must register on the sex offender registry for life or until the child can somehow get off the sex offender registry, which we know is a real problem. But the law was really ambiguous and unclear, so we made sure that any juvenile 14 years or older at the time of the offense shall be registered as a sex offender. So the 13-year-old then, since he or she was not adjudicated until 14, would not be on the sex offender registry. So that clarified her concerns. Another couple of bills reinforced the look-back time for protection orders and added some criminal violations for protection orders. And those were House Bills 1140 and 1143. And Deputy State's Attorney Kimberly Zacherson was the initiator of these bills, and she did come out to testify on behalf of those bills as well. 1140 ran into a little bit of a problem because to get it through the House Judiciary Committee is a major feat. There are six attorneys on House Judiciary, so if you can get it out of that committee, you're probably going to get it off the out of the legislature and onto the governor's desk. But we had a former judge up in Meade County who didn't like adding on simple assault. We did get the look back on 1140. This one passed, or we took it out in the House, put that provision back in the Senate. It passed unanimously in Senate Judiciary, and then it passed out of the House. But when it came back over to the Senate, they didn't like it. So it went into a conference committee, and we ended up taking out the simple assault and leaving the look back. And then on House Bill 1143, this was reinforced with the protection orders were aggravated assault, and the look back was on there. So we were very happy with the way that House Bill 1143. So those will help law enforcement and attorneys who are dealing with protection orders. It'll put a little more meat in the protection orders. So I did my homework ahead of time. I did send these bills over to the Attorney General to have his approval. I did talk to the Trial Lawyers Association, the State Bar Association, and the state's attorneys. So this is one of those things that I started on in the summertime and worked through, and then got it ready for the legislative session. But you always want to do your work ahead of time and talk to those who you think might be in opposition to your legislation.
You're looking like you wanted to add something.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, that was she did that for Kimberly, who's my deputy, and I appreciate her doing that. And she said it was hard to get it out of House Judiciary because of all those attorneys. You ought to try to get something past me, you know. So Kimberly had her work to do in my office to get those out of the office. But I really do appreciate the work you did in getting those passed. Those were, it's kind of cleanup stuff, but it needed to be done because there were some loopholes that people were falling through and weren't being held accountable. So
exactly. So we wanted to, and we wanted the protection orders to mirror one another, the stalking protection order and the domestic abuse protection order. But, you know, we can always come back another year and try again. But, you know, you had someone who actually dealt with these situations and felt that we were stacking on charges. And so, but we got most of what we wanted. So I thought it was a very successful run as far as me personally and getting bills passed for my constituents. Most of the bills that I take on are constituent bills.
We have to go. We've got Twins baseball coming up here in a few minutes on KOKK. But Peggy, before you go, I oftentimes ask Mike, you know, Mike, is there a bill that you'd like to see the legislature tackle? So I'm going to ask you, is there something that you would like to see proposed as a criminal justice law that hasn't been taken up yet?
Well, not necessarily as a criminal justice law, Zach, but I sure would like to see the state of South Dakota take up Medicaid expansion and help 48,000 working South Dakotans with some medical insurance, because I think we'd have a lot less crime.
It all goes together.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this month's program. Peggy, thanks so much for coming in and helping
Thanks,
us
Zach.
Out.
It was really a lot of fun, and really appreciate it.
You bet. No problem. You've been listening to the March edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We are brought to you by the Montgomery Agency. Enjoy the baseball game, and Mike and I will be back with you next month.
And don't forget about the walk on April 19th. Be out at the Putters and Scoops, and we'll walk around the lake.
All right, we'll do that. That's the Mike Moore Show on KOKK.